Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi.
And we are having a wonderful conversation with Toby Abramson. And the main subject here is creative aging. And we ended with getting seniors engaged with the arts. Arts being many things, many more than I had considered arts. But that's the purpose of this show, for everybody to learn stuff. My next question, Janet had a question, actually. We'll go to Janet's first.
Okay. How do we get seniors engaged in some of these things that you're talking about? I know an awful lot of seniors, and they're all intelligent. Some of them fulfill their lives enormously with painting and theater, but there are also an equal number of people who stay in their house and read a book occasionally. How do we draw people out?
I think you begin by dispelling the myth that I'm not able to do any of that. You have to suspend the disbelief. You have to believe that you are capable of trying something new. Being open-minded is the first step. If we can encourage all of our seniors to be open-minded to try something new, and maybe you try theater and it's not for you, and then maybe you try going to a concert and that's not for you, don't stop.
Right.
Go down the list. Find people. Talk to people. Explore what's out there. You talked about the Long Island Arts Council. Check out with the libraries. Mm-hmm. Libraries are a wonderful, underutilized resource for sometimes creative activities. Go to the museums. They have programs that you can either take. The Long Island Museum here had painting classes.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, learn how to paint, learn how to draw. We don't think about using some of our great resources that are in the community.
I'm going to put a tough question to you. I'm the president of the Great Neck Senior Center, and what I have discovered there, it's a very active center. It's, I'm going to say, 75% female, 25% male. Of the 75% female, most of these women worked during their life. They're educated women. A lot of them are teachers, etc. What we don't find is the 75, 80-year-old woman that was the housewife, didn't have a job, raised her children, and was home. Now the husband's passed away. And those are the ones that I would like to attract, because I have some. I have some of them as clients that it's like they didn't know how to write a check until after their husband died. They didn't know how to do anything. And so on top of the grief of losing their spouse, they're in a lost world. And yet, they're not participating. You know, and I have no idea, clueless, how to get them involved. I mean, I'm not saying put that on you as a tough question.
No, I think it's a really valid question. So the answer is, you'll get a third who will never participate.
Okay.
You'll get a third who will absolutely participate. And you'll get a third who are on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can really use peer mentoring. Have somebody who has been engaged, who knows a neighbor, to reach out to somebody and say, come join me. It's that personal touch. Sometimes I'm going to take this class. Would you be willing to come with me? Let's give it a try. I don't want to do it by myself. Or I think we could do this. This would be fun to do together. It's that peer-to-peer.
That's a great idea.
That's excellent.
What a program.
Right.
To have
ladies
say yes. Because everybody knows the one that goes to temple or goes to the church, but they're not coming to the center.
Right.
Wow, that's its own little organization within the... Thank you, Toby. And within the that's the truth, because I'm saying these ladies have to come out. They just can't wait for their daughter to visit on Saturday afternoon.
But people don't always realize what is out there. Oh, no, I can't go to a painting class. I'm not talented. I can't paint. But there's room for everybody. So maybe you can't paint, but you're a homemaker. You put colors together for your children's wardrobes or for how the food plate should look with multiple colors. Yes,
you are artistic.
You have a color sense. Let's see how we can use
that. But it's also a mindset, because
I think
my generation, art was very specific.
Right.
And thank heaven, over the years, it has expanded to mean many different things. And I think that that's part of the problem with people.
And that's one of the reasons why I call it creative engagement
and
not arts.
Right.
Because if you say, come participate in an art program, most people will go, no, I'm not talented.
Right.
I can't draw.
Right.
I can't paint.
Right, I agree.
If you call it, let's do something that gets us engaged, that's around creativity. Let's see how we can be creative. You know, there are there's a woman in Silicon Valley who's in her 90s, who sits around a table with 20-somethings and works on developing new products.
Mm.
That's creative.
Right. Okay.
That right? That's creativity in a whole different way. It's just mm-hmm. mentoring in a different way. And so we need to broaden from the art perspective, because as you said, your first John's first comment was it's painting, it's drawing.
Yeah, that's enough.
And it's so much more. It's photography. Give people cameras. Some of the Elder Share the Arts programs in Brooklyn gave people in a senior center cameras. They brought in somebody who was a photographer who could teach a little bit about basic cameras, and they went out. And do you know what you see through that lens? It opens up
right.
a whole new world.
Right.
And then they printed it and had a show at the local library.
Oh, that's exciting.
So that's art form. Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about, everything you're talking about is really not expensive. I mean, there's some cost to it, but not to the point of view that you have to be a millionaire to participate, or the organization has half a fortune to some paintbrushes mm-hmm. or photography, get some, even probably disposable cameras, I suppose, just to get it going.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Develop them and you're starting a class.
And some people have you know, cell phones that have the capability to take pictures, and you can print them out on your computer at your senior center just by photo paper.
Right, right, right.
You know, their technology is changing in such a way that it doesn't have to be theater. You know, you have somebody who maybe worked as a performer and is willing to come back and be a volunteer to teach a theater group. So
right,
there are ways
right.
of doing that. There are a lot of very talented retired art professionals who are willing to find time to give back and volunteer. Use them. Reach out to them. Choral, there's a group of seniors in choral groups, I think in Wisconsin, Silver Chords it's called.
Okay.
So, I mean, there are a lot of programs. You have to find them. That's the hardest part, mm-hmm. is where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
So contacting Project Independence, looking at your local senior centers, opens up other doors, because a lot of people go, I'm not a senior, I'm a senior, but I'm not going to a senior center, right? So how do you partner with the libraries? Also, very important to think about is intergenerational programs
right.
in the arts. A theater group that has children involved and doing an intergenerational theater program has benefits beyond.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, you're shedding so many lights. Where we have the Great Neck Senior Center, next to it is CLAFS, Children Learning After School Program, and I'm president of that also. And these kids make centerpieces with the seniors when we have events. Now, I'm looking at that as just like giving two busy people something to do, like, you know, I don't mean it sounds terrible, just like, but that is art. That's creative, and they're teaching, the senior is helping cut the flower. What comes out of it is, they're always beautiful, but, you know, that's no judgment, because these kids are 6 years and younger. So you have a 4-year-old cutting paper with an 85-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm looking at that practice now as something so much higher than what I thought about it originally.
And not only that, you know, that we change the ageist views in our society when we have young children who start to work with older adults, then they don't see them as old, they just see them as somebody who helped me with, you know, we work together on
right,
that project.
Right, right.
And you want to change the society and how they view older people, we start with the younger ones and we bring them together. And creativity allows, it's kind of a normalizing, you don't have to be artistic and
right,
you don't
right.
have to be, you can be 5 or you could be 85. It doesn't matter, you all come together around one project. And it's kind of this normalizer. And then if you work with teens can be teaching the senior how to do some of the art forms that they're doing, whatever they're involved with or interested. So there's a lot of ways of looking at the intergenerational piece
right.
up mm-hmm. and down.
What they did at class, which was interesting, we had the high school kids not come to the seniors, come to the children and hang out with them and do homework and stuff, which is, that's not really intergenerational, but we should have included the seniors in there, too.
Even the storytelling, you know, doing the autobiographies and the storytelling and having the high school students, you know, typing on their computers or asking questions to the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a, that generativity part is so powerful for both generations.
Now, what do? You actually go into the senior centers then. Okay, this is all tremendous. But how does it get started? You're actually going in then to one of the senior centers in the city, talking to the director, and sharing some ideas on how we should, not we, how they should incorporate some of these art programs and say get a music class, get a this.
So from my new, so there are many different ways that this happens. Programs like ElderShare the Arts have some funding from the New York City Department for the Aging to actually go in and provide some of these art-based programs. There's something called Pearls of Wisdom, which are train older adults to tell their stories in very dramatic ways. They're very powerful. There's Living Legacy. There's a whole bunch of different initiatives that the department funds to provide teaching artists to go in and run programs in the senior centers. So on that sense, in my other position as in geriatric mental health, I work with a lot of the clinicians on how to use the art forms to improve mental health, decrease depression, decrease anxiety. So I give them some of the tools that they need to be able to use the arts. So whether it's a painting class, the Parkinson Center at NYIT for a while partnered with Hofstra and did a clay manipulation for individuals who suffered from Parkinson's, mostly men.
Okay.
I think it was all men, actually. And what they found is it decreased the depression and the anxiety and decreased some of the symptoms that they had around Parkinson's.
And is part of the reason for that because you're getting your mind off yourself? Like, well, as I said, poor me, I'm working on painting or creating this clay thing.
There's definitely a piece of that. I think we're still trying to understand what it does to the brain chemistry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That it actually builds dendrites in the brain. We actually see more connections in some of the studies. So there are some, and we see it changes and improves the immune system and the immune functioning. So there's more of this. There are physiological benefits we're just beginning to understand. So I can't answer all of those questions because we don't really know. But we do know that physiologically there are changes.
Wow. Stress, right, without even putting a medical.
Stress hormones go down.
Wow.
Right.
So this has been eye-opening.
And that's what you're looking for. You're just looking for some peace of mind.
Yes.
You know,
right.
So almost a meditation. You're going back to being mindful, but it's via engagement in the arts.
Right. And I think it's important to remember that at every stage of life, you can be creatively engaged. Whether you're a late life starter in the arts,
right.
It's never too late. I think it's just, again, back to suspending those belief that I can't do it. How do you know?
Right.
Have you tried it? If you don't try it, you'll never know.
Toby, this is phenomenal. I mean, honestly, as the start off for the show today, this was so inspirational. It really was. I mean, because you shared so many important things. I want to thank you so much. And this is the type of programs that people have to pay attention to in the senior centers. I mean, I'm going back to mine. It's like there's certain things that can be done just in a better way. Thank you to Toby Abramson. And you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back.